Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer, Mia and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Brisbane runners took to Mount Cutha on Saturday in solidarity with the four victims of gender-based violence on the mountain's trails. The event, named Reclaim the Trails, was an initiative organised to give locals confidence to re-embrace running after instances of running attacks on women over the past few months. Around 300 walkers and runners turned up on Saturday for the event. The event was organised by Trail Running Association of Queensland and State Labor MP Jonty Bush. Brisbane City Council has installed a network of CCTV cameras across the Mount Cutha Reserve with the 24-hour monitoring. The suspect of these gender-based crimes has yet to be named, with police urging anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. The Queensland Labor Government is taking inspiration from Western Australia's petrol station regulations as Premier Stephen Miles aims for re-election. Under the regulations, petrol stations would cap fuel price increases to 5 cents a day, once a day, to be enforced by a new industry watchdog and carrying fines of $100,000. RACQ research has shown that Brisbane's fuel price cycle has extended to 38 days, causing Brisbane motorists to pay the most for longer out of any capital city in the country.
Unions are pushing for 50-cent public transport fares in Queensland to remain permanent when the six-month trial ends as the state's transport-dominated election campaign ramps up. A petition by the Queensland unions to keep 50-cent public transport fares has reached almost 2,000 signatures since the six-month trial began on Monday. Near-free fares on public buses, ferries and trains are a part of several cost-of-living initiatives spiked by the government ahead of the October 26th state election. In national news, the TISM are set to tour this October and November after 20 years. Beginning in 1994, their album Michelle and the Four Seasons is probably their most popular release. But that's not all. The band is set to bring along some local artists, including Machine Gun Fellatio, Eskimo Joe, Ben Lee and the Mavis, to join them on the fun. You can purchase tickets for their Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney shows now.
In international news, Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus has been named chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government after the nation's prime minister, Sheikh Hasina, was forced from power and fled the country. Hasina was under intense scrutiny after student protests about the country's government employment quota spiraled into nationwide protest, leading to the deaths of more than 400 people. With Hasina ending his 15-year rule after fleeing to India, key opposition leader and ex-prime minister was released after 15 years of house arrest. For your weather today, Brisbane is cold and partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.